When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. Coming up on the show today, comedian Chris Bowers plus Tom Yawns and Mama June. It's all coming up next.
Listen up, fellas. This is just for you. It's the brand new dance where you drop your pants.
There's a new craze. It's a sensation. Every guy is doing it across the nation. First thing you do, take off your clothes. Get ready to strut. Get ready to pose. Grab your package. Tuck it away. Between your legs is where you want it to stay. Do the badge.
The badge. Come on, give it a whirl.
To the badge.
A badge. Pretend that you're a girl.
To the badge.
A badge. You're a macho punk.
To the badge.
A badge. Nobody sees your junk.
Make sure it's not. They cut a rug. To the badge.
Yeah, you're looking fantastic.
Your friends will laugh.
In the shower.
To the badge.
The badge. But you've got that power.
Your friends will say you must be gay. To the badge.
Use your imagination.
Don't do the twist. Don't do the hustle.
Do the badge and hide that love muscle.
Forget the rumba and the macarena.
Just boogie down without your genitalia.
To the badge.
The badge. It's better than the tango.
To the badge.
The badge. No wonder where your wango.
To the badge.
The badge. From the back we see your hiney.
To the badge.
The badge. In the front you've got a jiny.
For a big surprise, tuck it between your thighs.
To the badge.
Hey Romeo, you've got a camel toe.
To the badge.
If you missed something yesterday, maybe you'll hear it now. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
There's a new sound out there. There's a new sound going around.
Yeah, it's taking over the world.
Everybody's dancing to it. It sounds something like this. That was secretly recorded. I was yawning this morning about, what, 5 a.m.?
It's about 5 a.m.
Could someone auto-tune that?
People are, great.
We could do so many things.
They're begging for
that.
Ringtones. That's the ringtone that's wanted right now.
Including, this has already been done.
It's the same length. How crazy is it? It's the same length as the... It's perfect.
No idea what
that's
that
great.
No idea what any of those lyrics mean. But anyway, that was me yawning. I didn't really realize I was being recorded.
Well, I certainly wouldn't tell you, or we wouldn't have gotten that insanity on.
Let's make that our phone ring. Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Okay, Bob and Tommy. It's Dr. Phil.
Hey, Dr. Phil.
It sure is.
Tom, have you read my books?
No.
Have you seen my tape?
Never.
Okay, you were tight making a sound today that tells me you need to wake up and shape up, okay? I mean, hey, that wasn't a yawn. That sounded more like a cry for help. Is there?
I was just a yawn. I was sleepy. I didn't get a lot of sleep last night.
Is there something you're trying to say?
I
mean,
busy,
are you, you hoping to play the part of Mufasa when Simba returns to the Broadway? Okay. I mean, hey, monkey see, monkey do, but that's not an invitation to play duck, duck, goose. You see where I'm going with this?
Not at all.
I got you, Doc.
Okay, there's no need to weigh a pound cake, okay?
That's right. Right.
We've got spirit, yes we do, but if you yawn, I will too, okay? I wrote a book about morning DJs who can't wake up without yawning like a sperm whale in heat. Have you read the book?
No.
Have you seen the tape?
Of course not.
I haven't either.
Thank you, Dr. Phil. That was very helpful.
I haven't read it,
we'll have to get that out there for
I'd
you.
I'd like
somehow.
To talk to a psychiatrist or something because there's something that bothers me about it is that
I was in here by myself working.
Well, I was in here with you.
Well, that's your fault for coming. I have to listen to you chomp on your fruit.
That's not fair. I've never heard you chomp ever.
Maybe I'm taking
now,
a little bit too
now
far.
He's getting angry, well, and there's no need for that type of behavior. I thought you doing something resembling a zoo animal, and now you're just upset with me.
I take it on down the road that I'm so important that I'm so...
And for years...
and
for
you didn't believe me.
For years, we've always joked that when Tom gets up in the morning, he basically screams,
"I'm up! Everyone, your day can begin. I'm here."
That's
I'm
a
up.
Complete falsehood. I get up and I'm very quiet. I tiptoe around. I don't want to wake the
you
girls up.
You don't make
up.
This noise when you make wake up.
Maybe when I'm down in my shower at the other end of the house.
I think it's great that
I don't
he
wake anybody
he's,
up.
He's by himself, even when Pete is in
well,
the
he's
room.
Not allowed to talk anymore. I'm in here.
He doesn't consider. Oh, he considers himself
very
alone.
Quiet until you begin to do things like that.
I'm in here working. I demand total silence. I get here early so I can get some peace.
So
now,
do I.
We have to review this interesting news story I promised about a prom that involves swallowing.
Oh, yes. Let's hear about this.
So we're taking tweets on what does this sound like.
Uh-huh, okay.
So far, we have a water buffalo. it's only been 8 years for a mouse. Okay.
there we go.
Seconds gone. Good job.
We have a Massachusetts high school student went to the doctor the day after the prom, and the doctor had to remove the boutonniere pin she accidentally inhaled before the party.
I saw this. It sounds
Kathleen
painful.
Garvey is a senior at Wellesley High School. Her prom date, Colin Emerson, was having trouble keeping his boutonniere, that's that flower thing, from falling off during the bus ride to the prom. So she took it out, put the pin in her mouth while adjusting the floral arrangement. Then she says, "He made some funny joke. I laughed. I inhaled but wasn't positive that I'd actually swallowed the pin. I wasn't in pain or anything. I wasn't coughing, so I just assumed it had gone missing on the floor of the bus." So she goes to the prom, does what you do at a prom. And then she goes, "I was dancing. I slept over at a friend's house, went to an after party afterwards. Everything was totally fine." Her mom took her to the doctor the following day as a precaution, and the x-ray revealed where the pin was. It had gone down her throat. It says, "Down my trachea and in my bronchial tube right before my lungs," she told WBZ television.
They're on your side, and it's trachea.
What did I say?
Trachea.
Trachea, whatever.
No, you
trachea,
said trachea.
I say trachea. It's,
you know. Pretentious psychotic.
It's amazing.
Insane. her trachea was bloked.
I'm saying trachea.
It's lucky trachea. Her date didn't figure out she had a pin in her throat, but whatever.
Wow.
Man.
Well, maybe not how it got
ow,
down.
Ow.
Doctors were able to remove the pin with a scope and determine there was no damage to her.
So I was wondering how they're going to get that out. Okay.
With a scope. That's
wow. I don't
so
remember.
She swallowed the giant pin.
Right. But didn't
during the surgery, her parents were out in the lobby just sitting on needles.
You see what he did there.
Do we do this didn't whole story Wilson, for that joke?
Didn't Tim Wilson tell the story that he ate a piece of fish and had a fish hook in it?
Yeah.
Bless his heart. He finally passed it, right?
But he passed it through his...
the whole deal.
Yes, it went all the way through the system. And
wow.
Ended up in his behind. It was a fish hook.
But at the very last minute, the fish hook actually it got caught in his anus, to be quite frank.
Right. Mm.
That's
caught well, himself.
That's, yeah. So that's a trick.
That's not why he passed away, but still. Wow. He was okay after that for quite a while.
Yeah, good. Thanks for bringing
somebody
me.
Do something.
Swallowing a pin and leaving it in there is like doing half of one of those David Blaine, whatever his name is, tricks. You just do the setup and then you're done. I'm now going to take this razor blade and swallow it.
The worst.
Ta-da!
The worst magician ever.
Wow. So anyway.
Now this is Tom yawning. So you can't even imagine the sound he makes when he sneezes.
Oh, we have to get him to sneeze now.
The Richter scale is alerted.
It's startling. It's terrifying. You don't know what's going on. He goes into this fit, this sort of physical convulsion.
Right.
Oh my God.
It's amazing.
It's kind of like a seizure.
And then he acts like everybody sneezes that way.
And we all know you can make your sneezes quiet. I've sneezed on your hair, and you haven't even heard it.
You can dab when you sneeze and cover the whole thing up.
No, I like the full release.
Well, we had this. We had this
who wants
song.
To write the punchline with that?
We had this song. The guy's right. This will never get old.
Perfect fit. Yes.
Amazing.
Okay, well, now we have this.
No.
Are you ready?
Yeah. I am.
That is beautiful.
Right on key.
That is very nice.
See, he couldn't have done it better himself.
Wow, great fit.
That's awesome.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's such a good fit.
Oh, God, that's great.
All right, which version was that? Was that...
What? That was Warren Zevon.
Okay, I thought it might have been... Kid Rock.
No. Right, so, everyone plays Warren Zevon's version.
I love the Kid Rock version.
I know you're the one.
So that's the yawn, and there's a sneeze. What do you think
the sneeze is more powerful.
What do you think is climax? I'm just
the sneeze.
Can you imagine?
Oh my God. The sneeze. Oh, you mean when
when he
delivers the baby downtown? Imagine the room a shake.
No, the ceiling.
There's another one.
Windows rattle. And,
also Tom. Someone has tweeted, you sound like Dory. She's making the noise in Nemo?
I'm looking forward to that movie.
And Finding Dory.
Dory. I'm very excited about
that. Any day now.
Should be very, very good. In the news you don't want to hear department, do anybody know who Mama June is?
Sure, that's Honey Boo Boo's mother.
Honey Boo Boo.
The human thumb. Mm.
And fortunately, Honey Boo Boo has disappeared, and I think she's
how old is Honey Boo Boo?
I think
Honey's
probably in her teens
probably
now.
11 or 12. Yeah,
probably on her way to being just a sad fat kid.
Drinking a Mountain Dew somewhere.
She's 5 years from a strip career.
Well, guess
pretty
what?
Pretty solid.
Well, this is kind of close. But
You got the story, Pat?
Yes. Mama June is headlining a strip club tour this summer.
Hot.
But she says she will not be stripping.
Oh, thank
TMZ
you.
Learned that June was so popular at the clubs in the past that she's booked 4 appearances in June, Baltimore, Oklahoma City, LA, and Vegas.
So is she, I don't understand.
She's fully clothed. She's just shaking hands.
At a strip club?
Yeah. June and June?
Who's going to go see that?
36-year-old is expected to make over $20,000 in total.
Good for her.
Her rider demands ask for a hotel room and business class airfare, though she will fly on a private jet to Las Vegas with some other hosts.
Whoa.
She'll also be with porn star Jesse Jane.
Maybe she's just going there to grease up the poles.
Eats a bunch of fried chicken. She just eats a bunch of fried chicken and swings around it once, and then it's solid for the rest of the night.
She's there to grease up the poles.
That's really?
Does she have a stripper name?
She's not going to strip, Tom. She's fully clothed, shaking hands.
Mama.
Greeting people.
There should never be Mama in any stripper's name.
Yeah. I have a stripper name for her.
Oh, yeah?
What's that? Mama Poon?
Yeah. No. Pizza the Hut.
There you go.
She's there to grease up the
ball.
Come into the stage.
Maybe she comes out and people pay her to put her clothes back on.
there you go.
Poor Mama June.
Yeah, she's getting any kind of love. Huh?
Actually, that'd be funny. She's sitting up in the top, right? And she's got a hotter stripper in a gold bikini on a chain.
That's in front of her. She's got Princess Leia, and she's driving. That would be nothing. After Pizza the Hut, really? No. I set the scene, and nothing. I tell you what, man, I got nothing on this show. I try my best. I'd make these funny jokes. You read your computer.
I know. Keep swinging. I can tell you're sincere.
I'm the Dave Kingman of comedy. Everybody, it's home runs and strikeouts. Home runs and strikeouts. I get
so
three
hard.
Homers a game, and you know, strike out 47 times. But whatever. I'm having a good day.
I'm glad to have you here.
Okay, we've got Chewbacca, a panda, and Tom's noise.
Chewbacca. Panda. Tom.
And I think I'm not overspeaking. This is our favorite so far.
God, that's a great song.
It's a good song.
Warren Zevon.
Lawyers, we have guns, to find. Money.
He did that in our studio. Do you remember that?
I do remember that because I was very excited he was here.
We have to get a copy of that. He was just sitting in the little piano.
He was something.
It was great. that once again is the sound of me yawning. We have a lot of other
during
things
one of my jokes. Apparently,
we have to get to. Do you want to try it again?
Try it again. We love this.
There you go.
No, I'm done.
Somebody set him up. What were we talking about?
I'm done. Mama June. I'm out.
Mama June. A Pizza the Hut.
I said it'd be good if Mama June was up on the stage and she had a stripper and a gold bikini on a chain.
Was that? we're all wondering what does that mean?
Have you seen the movie
Return of the Jedi? That's the...
Did that
really go over everyone's head?
Jabba
the Hutt has Princess Leia on a chain on his thing, and she's...
Pizza the Hutt.
Right.
So I'm sorry. So who does she have?
Jesus. Like,
who does she's
Pizza the Hutt. Who does she have on a chain?
A stripper who looks like Princess Leia, because Jabba the Hutt had the Princess Leia on the chain and Return of the Jedi on the skiff before the Sarlacc.
I thought Jabba had, what's her name, Gordo, what's her name again? June, Cousin June.
Mm-hmm. Mama.
Mama Gordo. June Mama had June. Mama June on a chain.
No, Mama June's Jabba.
Mama June's got, okay, see, you might want to run that by one of the places she's going. They might want to do that gig.
Uh-huh.
Might be funny.
My whole life here.
Okay. Yeah, that was a nice joke.
I know it was a nice joke. This is not okay.
Well, knowing all that,
nice is the way to do that.
Maybe
now that
we understand, maybe you heard again. Maybe you should try it again.
Yeah, one more time. Come on.
So Mama June could be able to stage with a
Pizza the
stripper
and
a gold bikini on a chain. Oh God, that hurts. Oh, that's what we needed.
Then what happened?
Then you know, we throw Boba Fett into a Sarlacc pit and everything goes.
Doesn't help.
By the way, there's a lovely picture of her here. She's posing next to a strip pole with some flashy lights.
How is she only 36? I thought she was 50.
Mama June's only 36.
And she's got kind of spandex pants on.
She looks 56.
Wow.
Yeah, with the parrot.
More chins than a Chinese phone book.
Yeah, we're gonna laugh at that. Okay.
That's a classic.
But to be fair, no one laughed at that either.
Chris, you're going to need a GPS to know where the crack is to tuck a buck.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, I think we call her the Sarlacc Pit. Anyway, all right. That's
fun. Oh, now you're doing obscure Star Wars.
Yeah. I'm telling you, I've got a Star Wars
fans out there are dying.
Yeah, this would kill it. Comic-Con.
Yes. I'm destroying the Star Wars demo right now.
She does have a lot of chins, man.
Well, she does.
Yeah, it's like one grunt.
Yeah, just get that fixed.
Like a Chinese phone book.
But they've got her...
Good joke.
Oh, man.
I'm killing over here. I'm figuring it out. I'm figuring it out, kids. I'm in my stride.
Now you know how to do it.
Oh, in any event. So what's her name? Mama June will be at a strip club near you.
I'd like to hear her yawn, huh?
Probably won't be able to get out because the gravity from her orbit will keep you.
Okay. I'm going to pass on the lap dance, Mama June.
It's easier to get her in, but then get her out. It's like when you put a ring on your finger that barely fits.
They can't get her to jump out of a cake because she doesn't want to leave it. This is mine. Get out of here.
She just eats her way out slowly.
I'm eating my way out of this, you bet.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
I'm Chris Van Vliet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did. And I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.